Sometimes I imagine things and I don't know what to do about it.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
B101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922. Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's YOUNGAGRARIANS.ORG. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
When I'm out of control,
easy go.
Yeah, Simone, I can't find a good leather jacket
you
for the mirror. No, you're
Look,
rocking
man,
a nice one
I
there.
I can help you.
Yeah?
Let me help you.
Can I just buy that one off you? I mean, I feel like I could rock that.
No, I can't part with this.
Maybe my arms are too big. They shred right through
I know, because you're bulging.
Yeah.
It's just testosterone and masculinity.
Exactly. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Picture of masculinity right here on CFRC.
Mm-hmm.
101.9.
Station of the Nation.
Yeah.
Here in Carruthers Hall down in the cave. We are carrying on.
Yeah, you got us here until 10 in the a.m.
Yeah.
Boy, howdy. We got another good show.
Another good show. It's going to be great. Stay with us. Keep it locked and ready, as you say.
Don't you ever get sick of playing so much great music, Simone?
No, man. Never. Never.
Good.
Never.
So we just heard a brand new track from All American Rejects. They're back.
Yeah, called Easy Come, Easy Go.
Yeah.
And I would highly recommend you take a look at the video because it's just gorgeous. It's a stop motion film, short film, and goodness, the patience that it takes to do something like this. It's true artistry. Check it out.
Yeah, we do. Here on Indie Morning Wednesdays, we don't have the attention span for to do a project like that. We're gonna blast through two hours of music.
Blast through it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just when you think you've settled into a good vibe.
Ram.
Yeah.
Yeah. Banter.
The music battering ram is going to ram through. It's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah, other stuff on the show. We're going to talk about plants from our amazing sponsors.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
We're going to talk about the weekend, what we did, what we got up to.
Yeah.
And what we have coming up in special events. Stay tuned for that.
There's
really good stuff.
Very good stuff, yeah. So once again, my name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And let's carry on with some extra good stuff. This is brand new from Kathleen Edwards.
It's called Save Your Soul.
Shall we save our souls?
Let's go. Let's do it now.
Yes, let's do it now.
All right, let's go.
Hi, I'm Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Breaking heat wave be the result of the dreaded greenhouse effect? Well, if 70 degree days in the middle of winter are the price of car pollution, you'll forgive me if I keep my old Pontiac.
You're the one. Take me by the hand and turn me. You in the afternoon, maybe later today. We'll talk about life, got an appetite. pretty freak, you at the door of your room and the lingerie. Do anything to see you again.
Bishop Nehru, shout out to CFRC and the campus and community radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
Just
fine Wednesday.
That rhymes.
I guess so, yeah.
You're a poet.
And I didn't even know it. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moe.
And this is Indie Morning Wake Up, your Wednesday edition. Mm. Grabbing Hump Day by the horns and wrestling it into submission.
Yes.
It's Hump Day. It's midweek.
Yeah. It's we're in the middle.
We're in
the middle of it, but we're having a good time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous outside.
Yeah. It's a little, you know, we like to say crispy a lot, but I wouldn't say it's crispy. It's breezy.
It's breezy. Yeah. It's a perfect summer
out there.
Easy
breezy.
But it's like summer that you're not weighed down by pounds of humidity.
No. It's just nice and cool, beautiful, yeah. You know? Yeah. Crazy, sexy, cool.
Just like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. Like us.
Yeah. Totally.
Minus a DUI. Yeah.
What? You're not telling us? Oh, you mean Justin Timberlake?
Yeah. Come on.
Gotta keep up with the times.
Keep up. Yeah. But he's doing well, I'm sure. I'm sure he's doing well.
He's got all that NSYNC money or whatever band he was in.
But you know what? I don't even think that they have money. Like, I don't know if he actually has NSYNC money.
No, not NSYNC money, that's for sure.
Weren't they taken advantage of?
And
the guy did the thing and it's too much.
The thing!
It's too much. What I was listening to the other day?
What, Simone?
A little throwback of Backstreet Boys. You guys remember that? All you little kiddos have no idea what that means, you know? But Backstreet Boys, it was the thing. It was the band.
Keep playing
games with my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good, though.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The closest I ever saw or came to seeing them was not them, but the Baja Men. I got to see the Baja Men.
Were they the blue people?
No, they were the ones that did Who Let the Dogs Out.
Oh.
So I got to listen to a 40-minute rendition of Who Let the Dogs Out.
40 minutes? Because
they have no other songs.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awkward.
But I'm sure it was good.
It was terrible.
It was
in an abandoned store in the Salmon Run Mall, and it was full of children.
Oh, no.
It was an experience,
Oh, my goodness. The things we go through, right?
I know.
How quickly we fall from grace.
We do it for you, listeners. We do it for you. Yeah. Like we said, it's Indie Morning Wake Up. We're coming at you live from Kingston, Ontario.
Yes.
Where all of the dreams come.
K-Town.
Yeah, it's pretty good over here. Yeah.
We have a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what's going on in your world? This time of morning, this segment, we like to talk about our amazing, fruitful, fulfilling lives.
Our lives, what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Went to a birthday party.
Cool.
Okay, on the weekend. Quite elaborate. Now, this particular person organizes a lot of events, and I guess he thought to himself, you know what? It's my time. I'm going to organize an event for me.
Nice.
And so he had the balloon arches.
Oh, those are cool.
But everywhere, right? They were everywhere. He had a bubble tea station.
Really?
Yes. Okay, so you had the bubble tea station. Beside that, you had the juice station. Okay, so you had all of your regular, your pop, you had your Orange Crush, your Purple Crush, your ginger ale, but then he took it a step further. He had a whole bunch of varieties of juice boxes. And when I see juice boxes, I go crazy, right? Because juice boxes represent your childhood. They represent happiness. You know what I mean? I get excited for a good juice box. You know?
I can't get the little straw in the little hole, though.
Well, they're a little bit harder because they're paper now and not plastic.
I need my parents to do it.
Yeah.
The straws are paper?
Yeah, the straws are paper now. Yeah. But the packaging for them is plastic.
What?
So I don't understand what's going on there.
Anyway,
so he had that.
Yep.
Okay, so he had the hot stuff. So he had the chicken, but it was so succulent. It was so moist. It was so flavorful. Beside it, the pulled pork.
Oh, my God.
Fatty and delicious. Next, you had every kind of sauce you can think of. So you had your srirachas. You had your mayonnaise. You had, I don't know what it was called, but your Tabasco sauce. You had your hot sauce.
My goodness.
And then you had, we continued on down the line, and you had all a pickle station with all kinds of pickled and fermented vegetables. You moved on again, and then there was a 5-table-long charcuterie. It was a charcuterie not a board. It was a charcuterie.
Dining board?
It was a charcuterie dining table.
It was just so good.
And so, I really just enjoyed all of this stuff.
That's fantastic.
It was, okay, but then
there's more.
There's more. You had, okay, so then you had the dessert station, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so you had tiers and tiers of cupcakes. So there are all these, trees of, cupcakes. And then in the middle, you had a giant freezer of every cold dessert you can think of. So you had your ice cream sandwiches. You had your cones. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? Those cones that you can get.
Like a drumstick.
That's right. You had the drumsticks. You had the freezies. You had, like, it was just insane.
Why did I come to the show today and only eat, like, a quarter of an apple? You're making me crazy,
like,
here.
It was, I couldn't believe just, the care and the thought. Then you had your dark chocolate station. Like, you just had so much stuff.
That's insane.
It was so good.
That's
like,
awesome.
I sat down, I got up my food, and then I collected the juice boxes and the ginger ales and all of this and the bubble teas and everything to be beside me. So, like, it's almost like when I sat down at the table, I had my own station.
Were you, like, talking to anyone else? Or just...
you know what I mean? Like, when's the time to talk?
Right? Yeah, that's a good point.
So, anyway, that was a really, like, I don't know, that level of organization I've never seen at somebody's party.
Balloon arches, they're hard to do.
They were everywhere.
That's insane.
Everywhere. Like,
amazing.
Every corner is just, we were surrounded by balloon arches.
Were there any mimes or clowns or entertainers?
No, there wasn't any entertainers or anything. The main event was the food.
Cool.
Yeah.
That
so I've never.
Stellar.
Yeah, you would really. Yeah, just. And I kind of wished that I had gone to him and said, do you have a container perhaps that could take some stuff home?
Right?
Do you know what I mean? It's like on that level, because once you get home, gee, I'm kind of peckish.
Exactly.
And I can't stop thinking about that.
You're still hungry after
all that? Stop thinking about that pulled pork.
Yeah.
Can't stop thinking about it. And I'm like, I kind of want to email him and say, like, how can I get this? Like, who's the caterer? Who made this? Like, can they make some for me? How much money do you want? I have some stuff in savings. It's in a TFSA, but I will cash it in for pulled pork.
Nice.
Because you know how much I love bacon, and I can't find it anywhere, and I'm upset.
So this is good, though. This is pulled pork's the way to go.
Ooh, nice. Baby, so good.
That sounds like a pretty excellent pretty excellent shindig.
Yeah, it was good.
Nice, right on. Well, next break, we will be talking a little more about food. If you're not hungry enough yet, listening to all that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Always pleasant to
always
hear what's
pleasant.
Going on there.
And Old Farm, please don't feel bad that I had a good time at this party. Like, Old Farm, you will always be my first love.
Because Old Farm does do catering, which we should probably talk about next break.
That's right.
Because we got some interesting events coming up in the future. Yeah. Very cool. Now we're talking about pulled pork, and all I have is a measly little Macintosh apple for
breakfast.
That's
okay, though. Sometimes it hits a spot.
The first other staff or DJ that comes in to CFRC this morning, you and I, because you're wearing a leather jacket, we're going to mug them.
Are we?
We're going to take their food.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm hungry.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
I just want to do something.
Totally. Yeah. All right. We're going to polish our fists up and get ready to mug someone for food.
All right. Sounds
good. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Last set, we heard a brand new track from, what is that?
It is Little Plans by Dust Kowan or Kowain.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, it's brand new.
Brand spanking new.
Also in that set, we had new stuff from Ren for Short with You're the One.
You're the One.
Before that, had a classic.
It's called Folsom Prison Blues by Slim Harpo.
Gotta, like, show some love to the blues every now and again. We opened up that last set with another brand new track.
Mm-hmm. Save Your Soul by Kathleen Edwards.
Kathleen Edwards is back.
And better than ever.
Oh, yeah. So are we. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And here's an oldie but a goodie from Gregory Porter. This is Mr. Holland right here.
On CFRC.
Mr. Holland and Rosie may come out and play. She's a good girl now. Won't be no trouble, no how. By the way, Mr. Holland, I like the way you made no trouble of my skin. It's not a problem, nor has it ever been. You invited me into your home, treated me like I was grown. I was only 18, and Rosie was a beauty queen. Mr. Holland and Rosie may come out and play. I'm a good boy now, won't be no trouble, no how. By the way, Mr. Holland, I like the way you treat me like a regular Joe. I wanted a soda and you said Rosie could go. Anyway, I like your style, seem like I'll be around for a while. We can talk about a country mile and listen to a blues record. Check it out. Hello, Mr. Harmon, and Rosie may come out and play. It's a good world now, won't be no trouble, no how. And by the way, Mr. Holland, I like the way you treat.
treat me like a regular bill. My name is not a problem, and oh, it never will. Anyway, I like your way. People ought to be able to play. And keep your soul as black as the night when you're walking straight into the light. Oh, now. Soul as black as the night, as you walk into the brighter light. Mama used to fear for me, when you go out in the world you see, some people will fear your face and name, but Mr. Holland don't play that game. Oh, Mr. Holland, oh, Mr. Holland, oh, Mr. Holland, oh, always treat me right, hey, Mr. Holland.
Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9
looking out for something else. looking down on Wayne's basement. Only that's not Wayne's basement. Isn't that weird?
That's weird, man. That's weird. Garth, that was a haiku.
I was all right for a while. I could smile.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Every time.
Hi.
Hey there. How are you?
I'm fine, Simone. How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent. Riddle me this, Simone. I got a question for you.
What's your question?
What's green and healthy and tastes delicious?
Well, a thought came to mind.
What's that? Were you going to say lettuce?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were.
That's what I was going to say.
I knew that. I could see it in your eyes that you were going to say crisp mint romaine lettuce.
Yes.
Listen to this.
Ooh.
It's
music to my ears.
This is the latest little seedling from our sponsors.
Oh, at Old Farm Fine Foods, we've got some crisp mint romaine lettuce. Delicious. You can grow it yourself.
You need some of it right now if you want.
Okay, can I take a little?
Just rip a little bit off. Don't eat the dirt, though.
Okay, I'll try not to.
There's
the dirt.
Well, no, that's a whole little seedling. We could plant that.
Oh, okay.
No, just eat the leaf.
No. Eat it! Got Weird Al there.
That was a good Weird Al drop right there. Not bad.
Mm.
Just tastes like a Caesar salad without anything else on it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you want to get down to our sponsors at Old Farm?
Yeah, I'm excited about that. And the plant that you gave me.
The ground cherry. How's that doing?
It looks like it's doing okay.
Yeah, it's still alive?
It's alive.
Good. Yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah,
we had some pretty gnarly winds yesterday. I hope it's still like vertical.
Yeah, it's still like needs to come up more.
Okay.
But, I'm excited about
nice.
It. Yeah.
If you're in the know, if you like gardening, Old Farm does sell a lot of heirloom veggie and tomato and green seedlings.
Okay. And when you say heirloom, what does that mean, Jeff?
Heirloom is like a type of heritage seed where it's cultivated and sort of not manipulated, but farmers like crossbreed different plants throughout the generations to promote different traits.
Okay.
Like if you want a tomato to be a different color, if you want a tomato to be a different taste.
Okay.
Then you'll just sort of like weed out certain seeds and keep. And so there's like many hundreds of different types. Like,
so how do you do that? Do you like the seeds grow together?
Know.
Like that's one thing we should look up and
how
see.
They
like
how do it,
how's this happening?
Because like I saw
and where our food comes from.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. I saw a post on Reddit of a guy in New York State that has successfully saved like 120 different types of apples that were going to go extinct, or like corn. You know, there's way more different types of corn out there than just yellow. Like there's so many different types.
That's right. But there are different colors, but we don't see it so much because
of like industrial farming and monocropping, you know,
those Monsanto folks and all that jazz.
So you want to really strive to get the heirloom varieties because you're keeping these specific types
going alive.
The crisp mint romaine lettuce, like that's a specific type of romaine that does quite well.
Since it's been a little bit warmer, like I am craving salad.
Yes.
I'm craving like a robust, you know, like with different textures, like, you know, give me some walnuts in there.
Yeah,
give me
some
a little
strawberries.
Dry cranberry.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Maybe like some cheese, like some crumbled blue or something.
That sounds good. Feta maybe.
Yeah.
Or something like
absolutely.
That. Something rich and robust.
So that's why I brought in the lettuce seedling because they're super easy to grow and maintain.
Are they?
And they come up fast and like
I like things that are fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, we are now into June 11th or mid June.
Yeah.
If you're going to plant a tomato or pepper or a big vegetable, they typically take, I think, like 3 months to grow. Like, they take a good amount of time.
Yeah.
So everyone normally puts theirs in the last week of May. That's the time where there's going to be no frost guaranteed overnight.
Okay.
And then you have enough time that you're going to get a good harvest at the end of the summer, the beginning of the fall.
Mm-hmm.
But we're getting to that point where it's getting a little late. It's getting a little long in the tooth. I still have faith because October's have been very warm.
Okay.
Like, I think if you put in a tomato plant by the end of June, you might get stuff by October.
Yeah.
But that's why I brought in the romaine, because that stuff will just keep coming up. You could plant that late.
Okay.
And you're always going to get...
So even if an animal comes along and
nibbles
a bit, you still might have something?
Yeah, they'll come back. A lot of people I hear about, they plant decoy gardens where they'll plant...
Decoy
gardens?
They'll
plant lettuce, like, away from their normal garden so that the rabbits will go for that. But then that's just defeat. You're just admitting defeat.
Oh, well, you can't fight these rabbits.
You can.
Well, if they're anything like the queen's squirrels,
they don't mess
around.
Queen's rabbits are now a thing. Like
Queen's rabbits?
Squirrels will get out of the way of a car.
Yeah,
rabbit
will be like what?
I've been stopped in traffic this week because the rabbits are running around. Like,
so the rabbit's just going to stand there and they're just saying to you, like, go ahead, hit me.
Yeah,
I dare you.
I'm
so cute. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, see what society's going to do to you if you hit me.
Yeah, I I will be blacklisted for sure. Yeah, so wildlife is going crazy on campus because I think, again, the spring was very rainy, very dark. Yeah. A lot of people are late putting their plants in.
And maybe the construction too, maybe?
Yeah, driving them all around. Yeah,
they're just moving around. Yeah.
There's a lot of construction on campus, yeah.
For the art at Agnes. I'm very excited, you know, when they're done.
Yeah.
I think I've seen some pictures.
You should do a series of paintings of just vegetables.
That'd be cool.
Abstract vegetables, yeah.
Yeah, I think people might like that.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the gardening season's just ramping up, so you're going to want to get down to Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah. Lettuce, herbs. Yeah.
Got a little deep voice
good
there,
Lord.
Partner.
Well, we were listening to Greg Reporter earlier, so you got to get that brass in. But, yeah, there's still a lot of plants that are viable this time. Like, you get cherry tomatoes, like your ground cherries. You're going to get a lot out of that
I'm really excited about that because those are expensive in the store.
They're delicious.
And they're just the right amount of sweetness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Like,
it's not overpowering, but goodness, they're great.
And
that would be nice in a salad.
That would be good in a salad.
Yeah. Because that's unexpected. You usually don't see them in a salad.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I planted some hot peppers on my roof the other day. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah.
The Grandma
Here
Kirkley's.
Comes the hot step.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm out there and I'm on my roof and I'm crouched over a pot and it's like a rainy night, so I'm trying not to get wet.
Yeah.
And I'm weeding, right? There's a lot of grass in my pots right now. So I'm yanking the grass out.
Yeah.
Pull number two. Big face full of dirt.
Really?
It just like psh, right in my face.
Right in your face?
Combing
Did
dirt out of my
you
beard.
You have to comb the earth out of your elaborate beard?
Yeah, it's one of those things where I get a big face full of dirt. I'm like, yeah, well, whatever. I just started. I got to keep going.
You just got to keep
going.
So
I'm just like, yeah, I'm filthy. And I got it planted just for the rain. So I was good.
Oh,
glad
so do you have a little bit of a tan? You look like you got some sun.
Look at my nose. My nose burns the first. Look how bulbous and red it is.
Bulbous
yeah.
and red?
I look like Oliver Reed over here.
Oh, my goodness. Who's Oliver Reed?
A famous drunk. Yeah, no, I'm getting out there. I'm not wasting this.
I'm so
weather.
Proud of you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
I'm saddened.
You're saddened that I'm proud of you for coming outside.
The bare minimum.
No, but yeah, the little sun's good for you. Looks good.
I think it's actually the three TVs that are giving me the tan because they're evenly spaced
the
around my face.
It's what's like giving you the red color.
I think so. Because once I get down to Old Farm Fine Foods and load myself up on fine cheese,
yes,
I'm not leaving that couch.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Got a cheese to recommend? What's the cheese of the week?
Cheese of the week for me is the Manchego Spanish.
Manchego.
18-month-age sheep milk cheese from España. It's delicious.
España.
Yeah, it's so good.
I gotta see these places one of these days.
Like the cheese or España?
España.
You should watch Conan O'Brien's travel show. He was in Spain with Javier Bardem.
Oh, that would be like my dream job.
Yeah.
That's a dream. Like, I've always had that in my mind. Like, a
jealous,
dream job.
Super jealous of the Popular Mechanics for Kids because of all the stuff they got to do.
Just cool, yeah.
And Jake Baruchel whooping it up.
They just cool. I love these, I love the travel shows and I love these challenge shows.
Oh, yeah.
There's this girl, I think her last name is Khan, and she does challenges. So she likes sports, she's very athletic, so it got her trying out to be an FBI agent, a police officer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a race car driver.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Those
nice.
Are cool.
Well,
yeah.
We'll find some challenging...
Some challenging things to do
We'll find some challenging things to do this weekend for you.
Yeah.
Next break.
Yeah.
Because we're going to do our community event roundup.
Yes. Here we go.
Hello, little doggy. did we talk about what we just heard in that last set? No, we didn't. We heard a new track from Ray Spoon with her cover of I've Got Friends in Low Places. Good old Garth
I've
Brooks
got
track.
Got friends in low places.
You got me.
Almost,
that's right. Yeah.
Almost.
Oh, that was good.
This was not bad.
Yeah.
I like Garth Brooks.
He's fine.
I loved The River. It's one of my favorite songs.
It's true. You do like that one.
That's a good one.
We also heard Crying by Roy Orbison.
Mm-hmm.
Before him, we had Akeem O with Fomotion.
Mm.
We opened it up with the man himself, Gregory Porter, with Mr. Holland. And we're going to keep things moving and a-grooving. Brand new stuff from Born Ruffians. Very excited. This one's called To Be Seen with me, the nerd.
And me, the moan.
After 9, we're going to talk about some stuff going on. How's that sound?
That sounds swell.
I knew you'd like it. Shall we?
We shall. Let's go.
Thank you. in the most remarkable science fiction series of our time. Battle for the Planet of the Apes. The final chapter in the Incredible Apes saga as two civilizations battle for the right to inherit what's left of the Earth. Battle for the Planet of the Apes from 20th Century Fox, rated G.
Into the crowded line, break down, take down, shake down. You busted, busted, shake down, break down, take down. Just about the time you think it's all right.